Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. It's called another masterpiece from Laura Blackburn as she continues to use her creativity and ingenuity to offer amazing pieces to lovers of poetry and literature in general. Her latest project, The Journey to Become, offers inspirational poems as Laura takes readers on a journey through life's truths as they live in front of everyone, ultimately reminding readers that they continue to live through life's pathways. Talented author and poet Laura Blackburn is our guest on today's This Week in America. Hi, Laura. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, good to be here.
So much excellent inspirational messages in the book, The Journey to Become. And I want to go back to, I understand this all started, what, a number of years ago on a lunch break. Took a few years to complete it, and we're glad you did. Talk about how this all began for you, this concept for the book, The Journey to Become.
Well, always I've wanted to be able to write, like children's books, novels. And, you know, as you live, you sometimes just end up working and working. So one day on my lunch break, I thought, that's it. I mean, I've had scraps and pieces and this and that, and I just sat down and just started writing. Just wanted to get out how I feel somehow, you know what I mean, and do something that I've wanted to do for years. So it was a lunch break thing, and then it took a lot of years to put it all together and, you know, kind of having the faith to keep going and continue and finish it. And that was a huge goal. So I'm glad it's done.
What was the message that really inspired you to continue this process? After a while, sometimes we think, yeah, we want to do this, but life gets in the way, as you mentioned, and you really don't fulfill some of these desires that you have, these wants. You don't go through and you don't accomplish those. What was it with this message that was so powerful to you that you really felt you needed to write about it and get this out in the public?
Honestly, I mean, you know, as years go by, I mean, I don't know how to explain it, but I like to be who I am, basically, you know, kind of helping, kind of inspirational to, when somebody needs a good word or something to lift them. So to me, I've always, you know, wanted to be there and thought about going into psychology years ago, never did. And I thought, you know, I'm a writer, I'm a painter, I love music, I'm just kind of this artistic person. So in my mind, the only way to portray like certain ways or things that you would see or not know how to maybe sometimes interpret, or interpreting, you know, your life away, I just thought, what a better way, you know, to put it all together in kind of a poetry type of way.
The book is The Journey to Become by Laura Blackburn. It, of course, is available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly to the Amazon site, get information, and be able to find out, of course, more and order your copy of The Journey to Become. Let's talk about the process in putting this together. It's one thing to have a thought and to share with people, but it's a real gift to be able to do it in poetic fashion. Talk about that, because in reading what you have, the poems you have in The Journey to Become, it sounds like this is natural for you. This is your way of conveying your message.
Right. Exactly.
Now, where did that come from? Was that at an early age you had? I remember being introduced to poetry and thinking, boy, I don't understand this. I want no part of this. Obviously, when you were introduced to it, your reaction was a whole lot different than mine. What was it about poetry that really captured your attention?
Well, you know, there's some poetry out there I think is very hard to understand, but I'm not that way. I'm more naturally, I don't know, just what interests me is that you can say something and help to lead somebody through. Some poetry is wonderful, you know what I mean? And that's where you find that niche. And yeah, I was pretty young, and you find who you are and what niche you have to give to the world, I guess you'd say, you know. But, I was pretty young.
I like the title, The Journey to Become, and it really gets you thinking. Talk about the title, how you came up with the title, and what you hope to convey just in the title, because when you read the title, it gets you doing a little self-introspection as well.
Right. And that's what I wanted it to do. I feel like after years and years of working on that book, and the years before leading up to the book, and all those life's experiences that you see and you hear, and you know, you're sitting there endeavoring them and you're, I don't know. And then you see troubles with, you know, sometimes life or society. And I feel like there is somewhere else to find a piece of yourself, somewhere to like level yourself out, even if you can find it in the smallest of quotes sometimes out there in the world, you know. I feel like that was what drove me is saying, I think that there are these places that you can find that you can become stronger, more connected with becoming who you are and being there for, I think, what we're all here for, you know, to each other and to succeed in being better, or maybe as a whole, or seeing things differently and being able to put yourself in that place and perspective, you know. So I don't know, it was just a place where I just felt that I could help and that I could, and it's what I've always wanted to do, and didn't exactly come in the way I thought it would, but I thought, you know, this is good, this is what I feel is right, so this is what I'll work on until I can work on the rest.
Well, you know, it's getting excellent reviews because it is helpful as people read this and they get to contemplating their situation. You talk a lot about truth, seeing the truth, and you talk about right. never forgetting truth of you. Talk right. about why truth is so important, and when you think about that, maybe we're not true to ourselves in a lot of circumstances we find ourselves in life. Do you think that's true?
I do. I feel like, I mean, sometimes there's utter chaos. I feel like people lose themselves. I feel like they sometimes just don't care who they are, you know? I mean, you see a lot of people, you see a lot on, you know, TV and the internet, and I feel like sometimes it's just so wrong to see what we see, or I don't know. I'm just a person with my own opinion, but I feel like there are people who are struggling and they're like, oh, I can't even be myself today, or, you know, I don't know how to do that, or, you know, and I just feel like there's this underlying factor out there in life that, you know, I think there are people who see, walk, talk, breathe, and do, and I'm one of those who just see, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes.
And feel. So, and with, you know, since I was young and my family urging me, and they knew some of my talents when I was younger, and I just thought, you know, it's going to take a long time, but it's worth it to me to be able to express myself, to be able to, you know, help maybe give a moment or two for, you know, somebody to maybe regain a sense of themselves, maybe be able to see further in their life, or, you know, become better within where they are and maybe move forward in other pathways. I don't know.
The book by Laura Blackburn, our guest, is The Journey to Become. It's available at Amazon, barnesandnoble.com. You can link on directly to our website, Amazon with the book at our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also in the book are paintings, and talk about that. These are your original oil paintings. So here you're able to combine a couple of the talents that you have, the writing along with the painting. And that really is expressive, isn't it? It really takes your words and gives them a different dimension when you've got the painting going with it.
Thank you very much. Yeah, I love painting. Love is another goal, you know, working hard on it.
Well, and you do such an excellent job with that. Are you working on other projects now?
Well, the painting and the writing kind of slowed up right now. I'm working two jobs. It's hard to do, you know, I want things to move in a better way, but, you know, again, we work our whole lives. Sometimes they just get that one little step, and hopefully someday I'll be writing and painting full time. That's what I have always wanted to do. So, well, but yes, I am working on, slowly but surely, children's novel and another novel. So,
and you've taken a giant step in that direction with the book, The Journey to Become. Laura Blackburn is our guest on the program. You say in the book, so to me as I live, I take the time to see life as it presents itself. Just one of the many powerful thoughts that you have in the book. And so often we don't do that. Life comes at us 100 miles an hour. We're not quite sure what to do with it. Talk about the importance of that. And I see in your life where you really sort of slow things down, and whatever it brings, you're going to adjust to, and you're going to get through it okay.
Right.
How difficult is it to get to that point?
Meaning to get to that point to where you feel that you're going to be, that you, where you feel more stable within life?
Yeah, or? Because the first reaction for many people when they're faced with anything is, oh my God, what's going to happen here? And you start thinking in a negative way. And I get the impression right. You slow things down and it's like, okay, this is the pathway. I'll take this pathway and Laura's going to be just fine when I get to the end of it. How long did it take for you to arrive at that? And is it an ongoing process?
I feel like you can actually, I mean, only in my own life, I feel like you get knocked off every once in a while and you have to work hard in your life to stand back up. And I feel like life comes in and gives you an opportunity to make those choices and advancements to where you know. I mean, I think if you're thinking clearly, you know you need to succeed there. I think that that's why I write sometimes, and the way I do is just to help somebody focus, maybe. I don't know. I mean, I really feel strongly that, you know, sometimes, like you said, the life comes at you and you don't know what to do with it. And am I going to deal with it today? You know, but I think that comes back to get you sometimes. And I think that if you take the time to really stop and think about it and say, okay, I know this inside, maybe I'll just go over here. You know what I mean? And I think that life gives back to you when you make those right choices, when you make the choice to be more firm about being more solid and being, like you said, like I named it The Journey to Become, because I feel like sometimes we're just falling apart and we don't even know it. And I feel like it's taken me a long time. I've been through some things and I feel like as rough as they were, I still keep going. I still try. I still, you know, belong in the world. I still succeed, you know, even though some days I don't want anything to do with it. Like, you know, a lot of people don't, but my life is not that way. The things that I wanted to do and that I feel that I need to accomplish. And I mean, that's that feeling part that I think once you, I think if people took that time to just step aside, I think that they would start seeing things the way the world, I don't know how to say that properly, but actually is, you know what I mean? And I think that the world, if you get yourself in a different position, is an awesome place. I just feel like, you know, far too much goes on, and I feel like there are a lot of people who don't know how to get back up and how to put themselves first and how to regain strength and how to move forward or let things go and become a better person. So I write a lot about that because I feel like there's a lot of people who just let things go, and I'm like, don't want to feel that way all the time in your life when you're out in the public and you're this and you're that, and then you find the most awesome people. And I just have always had that driven moment to just get in where I belong and do what I feel was right. So writing about it felt right.
And what she wrote about is in the book, The Journey to Become. Laura Blackburn, our guest on the program. What is it that you hope readers will take away from reading the book? What you hope the message is in the book when they will be entertained at your writings, but they will learn something as well. What do you hope they take away?
I hope that they take away what they've been missing, maybe, what they've been looking for. I think that there's not enough out there. Like, I mean, and people shut themselves off and you got your own niches. And I feel like, wait a minute, you know, there's still this whole other place and pieces in life that remind you every once in a while. And I feel like as I was writing it, it was becoming, yeah, you don't hear about that very often, or no, that doesn't, you don't find that in life anymore, or yeah, this and that. And I'm thinking, well, I hope that in the end, it just helps somebody to feel that they have reconnected with life and themselves, reminding them that everything else can be let go some days. You know what I mean? That's not important. This is, got to remember how life actually is, and that they can just put themselves forward and, you know, find something in there for them that they can continue to have some strength from.
You've got a very unique perspective on life. Again, so many of us don't think through the situations. We just try to get through the best we can. Was there a point when you started looking at life maybe a little bit differently and taking all these experiences, understanding they're probably valuable lessons that I'm being taught here, and I learn from these and make myself and my life better? Talk about getting that perspective, because I love the perspective you have on life, because you sort all of this out and you're able to get through life a whole lot better than many people.
Well, that's nice. Thank you. I was young. I mean, I literally, and that was a long time ago, but, you know, I knew, you know, the things that I wanted to do with my life. And it didn't exactly go like I said earlier, you kind of get knocked off every once in a while, get back up, try to, you know,
yes.
try not to get involved with somebody who's going to, you know, or God, I couldn't do it, or just for some reason. But when I was young, I knew. So, and that's when I started developing. I mean, I probably was 10 years old. I'm not going to say my age now, but it was a long time ago. So from then on out, I knew, you know, and I, like I said, I always love to be able to help where I can. I think that's something that I've always wanted to gear toward. I know that I do the art and I do the music. I just, something in me has this directive moment where I just feel like, and again, like I said, it had to come through poetry, because I'm like, well, A, start saying things you're not, oh, I got a license for this and that. And I'm like, well, but, and so I am an artist. So it comes out beautifully. So I'm happy to be able to have put that down. And that drove me, like you asked, to get that out there.
A couple minutes left. Laura Blackburn, our guest on the program, talking about her book, The Journey to Become. This book will help and has helped so many people. What's it been like for you? What has this experience been like, just not just from the publishing standpoint and getting it out there, but going back, writing all these poems, collecting these poems, and then sharing them? What's this experience been like for you? This has to be a very meaningful part of your life as well.
It is very, very, very. I'm happy to hear when somebody or others have said, you know, I had one gentleman say, just real quickly, he said, it's like looking at the front of the forest. You got all the trees in front of you, you got the forest line. He says, most people just see the block of trees in front. He said, but this brings you in to where you feel and where you understand, where you're like, okay, cueing in. So he made me feel so good that I, you know, and to be able to hear that kind of feedback is everything that I've ever wanted. And they love that it's uplifting and that it's guiding and that, you know, just everything that I could ever imagine, you know, but really want, you know, it to be in the world. I feel like it has a place. I feel like it will help in maybe uplifting some of the drama that lives in, you know, the time and how we see things. I don't think that the world would always have to be such a negative place, you know. I think if people just get up and stand up and get to that place, I think that we would survive better, you know.
No, I think that's true. And the timing is right for the book, The Journey to Become. It's an excellent book. And again, helping so many people. The book's available at Amazon, at Barnes & Noble. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to the link for Amazon to get the information. The Journey to Become. Laura Blackburn is the author and our guest. Laura, it's been fun having you on the program. Thank you so much. Congratulations on a book well done. It was well worth the 12 years to go through it and get the book published and out there and helping people. Look forward to more work that you've got coming. And thank you for being with us on the program.
Well, thank you. Thank you for being so awesome. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to have you with us. Laura Blackburn, the book is The Journey to Become. Once again, available at Amazon. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on directly to get information on the book. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.